Sustainability Week, as we mentioned, and the Harvest Festival, of course, KUMD, one of the sponsors of the Harvest Festival, is going on in town this weekend, and the Energy Fair is a part of that. They've got some exciting new innovations coming up, and when I saw these two words next to one another, solar robot, I have to confess I kind of freaked out a little bit. With glee, I'm very childlike or childish, depending, in a lot of ways. I'm envisioning Rosie from the Jetsons, and Erica Bjelland is on the line with us this morning to give us some reality as opposed to fantasy. She is with Real Rural Renewable Energy Alliance, and she's in charge of their education and community outreach programs. Hey, Erica, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I imagine whenever you have the opportunity to talk to school kids and you say something like solar robots, they react kind of like your average public radio morning host.
Yeah, they get really excited. We have these little solar robots like you were talking. They don't look quite like Rosie from the Jetsons, but they do look pretty cool. And we bring them into school as part of our education and community outreach program. And they're just a fun way to show how solar energy works and how it's producing electricity and making the robot move. It's a fun little thing. And sort of like Rosie a bit.
I'm feeling better and better about this. The more you talk, the better about this I'm feeling. I was afraid that the robot, because I realized that a robot is not necessarily just a humanoid thing, you know, like a Roomba is a robot. And I was afraid it was, you know, something that would sweep the floor, which I don't do. It'd be nice if a robot did it, but okay. But the robot is actually, can you describe the robot and then explain it a little bit, kind of what you tell the kids when you do programs for them?
Sure. Yeah, so the robot, it has the ones that we have. They're just little robots, and they're kind of like Legos. So you can put them together and make them move in some way. So it moves, basically the little solar panel is like on top of the head of the robot, and it has these little wires that produce electricity, and then it moves a little cog that goes around and around, and the kids add wheels to it to make it move, there's even like a little turtle bot that you can make it kind of move like a turtle. So it's just a fun way because to demonstrate how solar electricity works, because oftentimes you can see solar panels sitting in a field and think, wow, that looks really cool. But you don't really see, and you can't really see the electricity going at all. So it's a cool way to show that this is making this move right here. And when you put it in the sun, it moves. And then when it's out of the sun or you cover the solar panel, it stops moving. So for kids, it's a really, really cool way to demonstrate how solar electricity can work, and that's kind of demonstrating how it's working in a field, if you see like a field of solar panels or it's on your house too. So that's kind of what we've been using them for a lot, and it's also super fun to just a way for kids to, like Legos, create their own robot and make it move in their way, and sometimes it's too heavy, it can't move, so it's a test of kind of engineering skills for kids when we do that too.
All right, tell me the truth. When you guys come back to the shop and it's been a long, long day, do you build little things with the solar robots?
Sometimes, yeah, actually. Yeah, they're kind of some smaller pieces, and I find them in my pockets and in my car all the time.
No
so
doubt.
They definitely follow me everywhere, too.
Well, how are you possibly going to be able to show kids the possibilities if you have not indeed experimented with some of the possibilities itself? Now, if you could just get the robots to write up some reports for you, you'd be set.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be really cool. Have a cleaner office and everything.
Oh,
too. That'd be
yeah. One of the things about conventional electricity is from the time we were tots, our parents discouraged us from experimenting with electricity, sticking our fingers in light sockets and putting forks in the outlets and the walls.
Yeah.
And so it's like we didn't have the opportunity to deal with energy a whole bunch in terms of actually watching it work. You know, there were a couple of experiments with the maybe the Van de Graaff generator or something, a couple of things like that. But otherwise, electricity was dangerous, and people who don't know what they're doing need to leave it alone. And here's, it sounds like it's an opportunity for kids to really kind of get hands-on with electricity.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think you're totally right on there. I think we don't often even think about where our electricity is coming from. We have all these electric poles that we see every day, but I don't think about it, at least, that that's coming to my house from some sort of plant. Maybe it's a solar plant, and it is a really cool way to connect how electricity works and thinking about it, even, because we don't always have to think about it.
Well, and of course, when they get a little bit older, you can start to teach kids the concept of, you know, not only generating your own energy, but selling it back to the grid and community solar, because probably every kid, well, the kid in my house certainly did, knows the experience of the parent looking, you know, at the electric bill and saying colorful things about how high the cost is, for example. And this, again, is a way that you can talk about solar with kids and say, not only can you reduce your own energy consumption, but, you know, every time the sun shines, you're making more.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And we talk about that too. We're a nonprofit, and we focus on solar accessibility, and we do projects domestically with low-income families to reduce energy costs, and internationally. And sometimes internationally, you don't even have to think about, you can't even think about electricity, because sometimes the electric grid isn't even there. So it's interesting to think about that as well, and saying some places don't even have electricity, and we're thinking about those places too, and that we take it for granted here sometimes, and it's a way to, electricity is something that can improve the quality of life. So we definitely can, by talking about solar, talking about little solar microgrids that we've installed in places like Liberia, and then talking about electricity here and how that looks different, and how we use it every single day for our benefit.
But, of course, a lot of folks that do live either way out in the Tulies, we've also talked about a lot of the economic hardships, for example, in Indian country, because many of the reservations are very rural, and the opportunity to, again, be generating your own electricity every day the sun is shining or the wind is blowing, and you're generating your own electricity, like you say, that can make a big difference in people's quality of life.
Yeah. Definitely. And producing it right there, you know where it's coming from, and you can see it happening. And I think deeper connection to that in general is really great. Yeah.
So when you're at the Energy Fair this weekend, who is going to enjoy the robots more? Little kids or their parents?
Oh, man, I'm not sure. I've seen excitement from all ages before. I think, man, I don't know. I think everyone can enjoy it. I've had older people and really young people. Everyone has fun seeing how it works. So everyone.
It is indeed going to be fun. Erica, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really looking forward to seeing Rosie. I mean, the solar robots this weekend at the Energy Fair, part of the Sustainable Farming Association's Harvest Fest. Erica, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Erica Bjelland is a program development specialist with REAL, the Rural Renewable Energy Alliance. She's our guest this morning as part of Sustainability Week here on 103.3 KUMD.